will spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box. Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go.
All right, welcome to the Escape from New York edition of the Outside the Box Wednesday with Ty Bollinger here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Ty, he's in New York City. Are you okay, Ty?
Hey, just call me Snake.
Snake. Yes, Snake. He knows that all so well. So is it like a
yeah.
I was from New York City. I mean, I guess I am from originally. And as a little kid, I had a New York accent, but I got out of there. I escaped. The question is, how are you, my friend? We're concerned about you. Are they treating you right? Are they trying to give you a flu shot? Bloomberg wants you.
Well, you know, Bloomberg wants their, especially the children under five. I'm a little bit over five, so I'm not necessarily in their scope right now, but it is interesting, though, that Bloomberg does want to mandate a flu shot for every child under five. So what I thought I would do this morning is I wanted to head out and you know, kind of check out the city. It took a lot of pictures for Charlene and the kiddos to see that I'm here in the Big Apple. And then I started seeing all these signs. You know, there's down here, within a square block, you've got everything. So you've got a drugstore. You got a grocery store, you've got restaurants, I mean, on every block. And so I kept passing drugstores and seeing these, you know, get your flu shot now signs. So I started trying to talk to people and ask them about the flu shot. I was trying to find out, hey, are you going to get your flu shot? Are you heading into this pharmacy now to get your flu shot? And the problem that I kept running into is I could not find anyone that spoke English. And I'm not being sarcastic. The first
Come on, you're not
people,
talking about like English with a New York accent that you couldn't understand.
No, not a New York or Boston accent. Not an English accent. literally, I could not find somebody that spoke the English language. I spoke to a really nice Japanese couple, and I spoke to a nice Italian couple, and then a lady that was from Mexico. I mean, I couldn't get anybody to speak English. Now I did get one guy that spoke English, and I've already told you about the conversation I had with him, so I won't be able to give it in full graphic
detail.
Well,
they spoke in English epithets four letters long.
Yeah, pretty much. I asked him if he had had his flu shot, if he's going to get a flu shot, and he said that, let me see how I would phrase this. He said, no, the bleeping flu shot is bleep.
And then get the flu shot out of here, is what he said.
And then he said another couple of bleep words, and I asked him, I said, hey, could I get you on film saying that? And then he said, bleep you, and walked off.
You know, so, you're in New York City. The folks aren't used to talking to people.
Now one interesting thing that did happen, though, is I tried to do like an undercover camera, because I went on into one of the pharmacies, and I was trying to talk to one of the pharmacists. And, you know, I don't have a crew of people here. It's just me. So, like, Mark Dice has these videos. He's got somebody else filming him from afar. I didn't have anybody to do that, so I had to try to sneak this undercover camera. So I had it in the palm of my hand, and it was recording video. And I walked up to the pharmacist, assistant, said, I need a flu shot. So she yelled at him, and he scampered over in quite a hurry. He was really excited to give a flu shot. And I said, you know, before I get the flu shot, I'm concerned about a couple things. I'm concerned about the mercury content in the flu shot. And about that time, he looked at me in the eyes. He looked down at my hand that had the camera. He looked me back in the eyes, looked back down at the camera. He turned around and walked away.
I wonder if they're just now getting hip to the fact that folks are, you know, visiting with undercover cameras everywhere. In fact, you know, they should know that, because I think like every street corner in New York City, you've got cameras that are tracking your every move. So I don't know what the big deal was for the pharmacist.
Yeah, well, you know, I think that he could tell by the tone of my voice. I was trying to act like a sheeple, okay? I was trying to be a conformist. I was trying to just get along. But I think he could tell when I mentioned mercury that I raised my voice a little bit, and I knew what I was talking about. And he looked at the camera, didn't want to be caught on film saying something. Because, you know, I was going to ask him, hey, even according to, I didn't get this far, but on the CDC's own website, guys, and you know this, I'm preaching to the choir here, they admit that the amount of mercury, 25 micrograms per flu shot, that's 250 times the amount that's allowed by the EPA.
Yeah, no, it's significant. And of course, yesterday we had a PhD, Brian Hooker, on talking about the fact that the flu shot is inducing spontaneous abortions and miscarriages in women who obviously are pregnant. And yet the medical establishment, the government authorities, local, state, and federal, just push, push, push. We got to get these ladies vaccinated. Now Bloomberg wants to get the kids vaccinated. So you found in New York they weren't willing to go on the record talking about this, and they're saying flu off as well, those that did talk to you. What hope is there for that that place that you are at? We just wish you all the best while you're there, and give you a safe journey out when you escape.
Me too. Me too. You know, one of the things that I've realized about being here in the city, you know, it's not a knock against people who live here, but man, people are in such a hurry. They don't even have a clue what's going on around them. Hmm. And so, what do you think about this debt ceiling? They're talking about, increasing the debt ceiling now so that our government doesn't, default on the debts as early as tomorrow morning. What do you think about that? It's in the House right now, or is it in the Senate right now?
Harry McConnell passed something in the Senate, and they're going to send it to the larger Senate and then go out to the House. But as we talked, Superdon and I were talking about this last hour, that it is just more theater, because unless they come out and say, we've decided to, if not outright end the Fed, to legalize competition to the Fed, they haven't solved anything. They've just kicked it down the road a little further.
I agree.
This is why Mike Adams broke into the show last hour with breaking news on the fact that Chase is now claiming that they're going to start limiting what you can send overseas, and maybe even start limiting withdrawals starting in November. So this is a very big deal that the mainstream media doesn't want to talk about.
Yeah, I agree. And it's interesting that you brought up the Fed. One of the things that Charlene and the kiddos have been doing the last few days is watching a movie called The Money Masters, which is about a 3 or 4 hour documentary on the money supply and the Fed, and just really learning true history, learning about the money supply, learning about the way that they, via the Mandrake mechanism, create money out of nothing, this fiat currency system. And so you're right. Unless they get rid of the Fed, this is just a Band-Aid. It's the equivalent of having somebody that's 30 feet underwater and they're almost out of air. And so what do you do? Do you bring him to the top? No. What they're doing is they're taking him down 15 minutes more of air.
And yeah, exactly.
That's what's going on with this debt ceiling. It's just delaying the inevitable. And the reason I brought that up is when we have an economic collapse, the people are out here so busy, they don't even know what's happened. They're just
incredible.
People are not paying attention to things.
I think they're too busy scurrying, trying not to get injected by Michael Bloomberg.
You may be right. You may be right, man. But hey, one thing we did find real quick, we found a Chipotle right around the corner.
Yeah, that's awesome. So you were able to eat
something food today.
All right, so you're able to eat decently while you're there. And I know that there are a lot of organic restaurants that also exist in the city. That's why people, to some degree, they love it. It's like everything's there. But what about, if the EBT cards stop working? What about if they limit your access to these federal fiat money funds? What about if they can't deliver the food to a city like that?
That's
not where you want to be.
That's a great question. That's a great question, because I don't know if you saw this, but I think it was down there in Florida. There was a period of time, just several hours this weekend, where the EBT cards quit working. And, I mean, literally, people were rioting. People were going through the stores, ransacking, filling up their carts full of food, basically stealing everything they could get their hands on because the EBT cards didn't work. And what's the acronym? I don't know what EBT stands for.
I think it's electronic benefits transfer.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Yeah. So it's people that are on food stamps. Basically, they've been converted to electronic now.
Right. It used to be when they had actual stamps. I mean, they were like, it looked like Monopoly money, and they could use that way. But now, of course, because it's gone all electronic, should there be a collapse of, the electronic media, bad code, or should they just decide we're not going to issue it anymore? Boom, it's done. You don't have it. You don't have access to it. And no amount of GMO Girl Scout cookies are going to save you.
That's right. And, it's interesting that you mentioned GMO Girl Scout cookies. Did you see the article about the couple of little Girl Scouts that are coming out against the GMO cookies?
Yeah, we have the show linked up. If you go to the show notes today, you'll see robertscatbell.com. It's Outside the Box Wednesday, and there's actually a picture of Ty Bollinger outside one of the drug stores where they're going, we're going to get you with that flu shot. And Ty is so...
I think I scared him, Robert, because I look like I had my Pittsburgh Pirates baseball cap on.
Yeah, I'm looking at
my Montana plaid shirt, my blue jeans, and then my Texas boots. And so I think I scared people when I tried to approach them to get them to talk about it. If I had had a microphone and had been in a suit, then it may have been a little bit different as far as getting an interview, but I think people were looking at me like this Godzilla monster out of
nowhere. You have got to check out the picture of Ty in today's show notes, because it is hilarious. You're like, he's in New York wearing that? No wonder they wouldn't talk to him.
No wonder. No wonder. But, hey, you know, you mentioned the EBT cards. There were also fights, and you know, you're right. If, let's say that the EBT system is down for more than 3 hours. Let's say that we go 3 days.
Right.
Which I think that's a low estimate. We could see shortages. We could see these things go down indefinitely in the future. But let's say that we were down for 3 days. Can you imagine the riots and the craziness and the stealing and the looting that would have gone on? I mean, this went on for when they were not functional for 3 hours. Multiply that out to 3 days and think about what a scenario we have. We also had an article that I don't know if I sent you, but it was a man was literally beating up this teenage boy because they were fighting over the last Grand Theft Auto in the Walmart.
No, and I didn't see that. Is this like an edible cookie, Grand Theft Auto? What is this?
Grand Theft Auto, and I didn't know this till a couple weeks ago because I don't play video games, but Grand Theft Auto is a video game that where you actually are like thieves stealing cars, and it's like a virtual world or something where you just become these characters and you go loot and pillage and steal. And it sounds like a great game to buy for your son too, by the way, doesn't it, Grand Theft Auto?
Well, I mean, I guess it's just prepping him for when the EBT system goes down.
Well, you know, it's just scary that you've got people that are so attached to these things that a grown man will go out and beat up a teenage boy because his teenage boy wanted it and the other teenage boy didn't want to let his boy have it. So he's pounding this boy on the floor in Walmart. But you know what? I want to read this. This is something that I
found. Hold on, we're almost at the break real quick.
Okay. Well, you know what? Let's do it right after the break because I don't think I have time.
Okay. All right. Well, are these the signs of the zombie apocalypse? Ty Bollinger is at Party Central, New York City. No, we love our listeners in New York City. Ty is there with you for a few days, and we wish him a safe journey. He's here. We're going outside the box together, as we do each and every Wednesday. Say thanks to our friends at Zija Moringa, MoringaMagicTeam.com. You'll see the links there at the Robert Scott Bell Show notes. In the meantime, we'll be back not only on the zombie apocalypse, but what about science abandoned? Cancer cures that aren't cures? We'll be back with that and more after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
I swipe my card, he asked me for my pin, 1-7-7-8, I pushed it in, I'm eating good.
Chips?
My EBT.
What?
Man, I love EBT, EBT. I just swipe my EBT. My EBT, my EBT. I just swipe my EBT.
Oh, man, he better enjoy that EBT card while it's working there. Remember that EBT rap there? That was something. I tell you.
Good old EBT rap.
The EBT wrap. Now, you know, wrapping the chips, whatever you're going to get with it, or the GMO cookies, whatever they're going to buy with it. We got, you know, we're on the verge of the zombie apocalypse, no doubt at this point. But you were actually going to read, because the violence of the video games is such. I mean, it's one thing to me if you abandon your kids to these things, and I know there are lots of kids that like to play them. And heck, back in our day, it was Pong. I mean, that's as violent as it got. You know, a little ping pong ball going back and forth. But it's gotten pretty wild. But of course, if you got that combined with kids that are eating GMO foods and high fructose corn syrup, you got kids that can't control their own behavior.
And then throw in the psychotropic drugs.
Exactly. That's a problem. Now, you were going to read us something about this.
Yeah, this is great. This guy named Kevin Lake wrote it. I don't know who he is, but I found it online, and I thought we got to read this after we talk about the EBT cards and the fighting and the video games. Okay, here we go. Once upon a time in America, long, long ago, children used to read books and play outside. Then this amazing thing called technology came along and began changing the way American youth spent their time. No one paid too much attention while American children across all 57 states stayed glued to this amazing box called television. Yeah, thank you, Barry Satoro, for the 57 states there. That had the television had shows about a dog named Lassie and a masked crusader with a Native American translator who rode through the American West and took the bad guys, all with breaks every 8 minutes, so that the corporations who bring such things to you could tell you what food to eat, what clothes to wear, and what car to drive. But technology evolved, and the children of America soon had these little sticks in their hands they used to interact with the television in the form of video games. These games seemed pretty harmless at first, as circle creatures ate dots, while being chased around the screen by little ghosts, and some monkey would pick up barrels and throw them down the ladders at the bad guys who were trying to catch them. But eventually, parents turned a blind eye, as mommy and daddy were both working now. The grown-up version of those kids who, as a generation before, had believed those advertisers dispersed between every 8 minutes of their favorite shows and who had run out and bought all of the crap they were being told that they needed to buy in order to be happy. Somehow, the part about purchasing all of those consumer items would transform America into a two-parent working household out of absolute financial necessity was wiped out. Anyway, the video games became violent in nature, and in the late 1990s, many parents began monitoring the use of such games. However, when the world economy collapsed after the attacks of September 11th, there was just not enough time to monitor everything the kids were doing, as mom and dad and stepmom and stepdad alike had to run out and make as much money as they possibly could in a fledgling economy, so they wouldn't have to lose all the wonderful, wonderful things they'd purchased because the television had told them that they must, by God, and the kids were left to their own devices. Fast forward to today, we have parents that not only allow their kids to play such violent, vile, mind-numbing games, but we have some who will fight other Walmart shoppers for the last copy of such games, in this case, Grand Theft Auto V, so that their kid can have it. Oh, the evolution of American society.
Mm. Yeah, it's amazing how much you weave in the economic issue, you know, the ability to print money out of thin air, how it's also manifested such things that you never before have been in existence. Now, when we talk about spiritual issues, you know, temptation, if you can make it spiritually in America, man, you've got it licked, because, you know, it's not like being in nature and learning the laws of nature and how it would teach us in a quiet and really powerful way. I mean, we've got so many distractions. It's an amazing achievement to maintain your balance here.
It really is. It really is an amazing achievement. And so, you know, I read that and I just thought, man, I'm just so thankful for my wife taking care of the kids the way that she does and homeschooling the kids and just being able to teach them the way that we do. And I know there's a lot of people that are listening out there that are doing the same thing that we are. And I know there's a lot of people that are, you know, regular listeners to the show that are doing the best they can with what they've been given. So that little poem that I just read, the little blurb, not an indictment against people that are working. It's just people have to do the best they can in this materialistic society that we live in, where you're just taught that in order to be happy, you need one more trinket, one more useless trinket. It's difficult, as you've just mentioned.
Yeah, now if you can make it there, you can make it anywhere, right? That's, you're in New York. If you can make it in hell, it's like, well, I've already been to New York. Wait, what? No, I don't want to go there.
The most dangerous thing up here is the cabs, man. They almost run you over if you're not looking.
Look out for those taxi cabs. Hey, I'm walking here. All right, we got lots more healing to go. In fact, we're going to talk about carnivora, something that Ty Bollinger has written about in his books on cancer. And we've got Richard Ostro from Carnivore. Never been on the Robert Scott Bell Show, to my knowledge, all these years. And he's coming on board thanks to Ty Bollinger. We're going to get to that and a whole lot more. Check out all the links that are up in the notes at robertscottbell.com. Give us a call, 866-939-2355. You ready for some powerful supplements? They're coming on after this break.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You are amazing. You are something else.
Robert Scott Bell.
It has both style and substance.
Robert Scott Bell.
Bell. Bell.
How much power do talk radio hosts really have?
This is transformational. And it's awesome.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
And it's Ty Bollinger, and Outside the Box Wednesday here, and he's in New York City. We feel for you, Ty, and we're rooting for you to get out of there safely. And again, we love our listeners in New York. We also want you to get out of that place safely, too. Ty, you've written so extensively on a lot of things that have a lot of scientific validity, including botanicals and their use for cancer, of course, motivated by the loss of many of your family members, including your parents. And, of course, we've covered extensively about the medical monopoly, the monopoly of oncology. And yet now there's a story here on Natural News about science abandoned. New cancer drugs are now being allowed to skip clinical trials.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, thank you, FDA. I feel so much safer now that the totally unsafe and ineffective drugs that you routinely approve no longer even have to go through the sham of a faked clinical trial that they used to.
Yeah, but in the meantime, you've written about incredible things in the botanical world. You know, God created these wonderful things for us to use and actually help modulate immunity, strengthen our immune system. And when you have a good, strong immune system, you don't have cancer. If you can rebuild the immune system, you won't have cancer. You've written extensively also in your books about carnivora.
Yeah. You know, as a matter of fact, I wrote on carnivore. It's a great immune supplement. It's immunomodulator. And I'd written on carnivore. And I think it was about 2 or 3 years ago I was on Coast to Coast talking about it. And I got a contact shortly after that interview from a guy named Richard, who we have on the line right now. Richard Ostro is the owner of Carnivore. And he said, hey, man, would you help me do some commercials for Carnivore? I love your book. And the rest is history. Richard and I have been friends now for the last few years, and we're actually up here in New York City together trying to stay alive for the next few days. Richard, thanks for being on the show, buddy.
Thanks for having me, Ty.
Richard, it's really great to reconnect again. It's been a lot of years ago, and we love what you do, and I'm glad that you're with Ty up there, keeping him safe. But the Carnivora story is quite extraordinary, and not a lot of folks in the old media, we call it mainstream media, want to talk about the empowering botanical.
Well, we live in the United Drug States of America, Robert. So here's the story. It's a simple plant. And I've heard the poison ivy jokes, but this is a plant that is compatible with humans and pets, and it instinctively responds to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. It wakes up several other aspects of your immune system, which we couldn't even begin to get into here. It's a pretty complex process. But when you wake up your immune system, amazing things can happen, and we're forbidden to tell the truth in the United States, so we can't go there, but we can say that this is a powerful immune modulator, which means if you, well, I can't get into that either. Let's just say if your immune system is overactive, it makes it less overactive, a lot less. If it's underactive, it brings it up to a par that is quite effective. That's what immune modulation means. So if you have an autoimmune condition, Carnivore is very effective for something like that. It does not mean it's going to cause your immune system to be boosted. The word boosted is an archaic word. It doesn't really exist in this world. Carnivore does not boost the immune system. It modulates the immune system. But it does a lot more than that that we can't talk about here.
Well, I would say Richard, that those Richard, that want to know what it does, I would urge them to read Ty Bollinger's book, Cancer Step Outside the Box, because that's where he can let loose through the First Amendment all the things that he found out in terms of the science that validates it.
100% correct, Robert. I would urge people to take a look at Cancer Step Outside the Box for anything in that book. Everything is effective that Ty investigates. And, of course, I'm biased, but there's no doubt about the fact, I have to say, the first American to use Carnivora was President Reagan when he requested that it be sent to the White House in 1985 for his then life-threatening condition. And I know some people out there might be saying, but he died of Alzheimer's. Well, that was 10 years after he used Carnivora. Let me just make that clear. One had nothing to do with the other. But he had it sent to the White House. He used it for his life-threatening condition successfully way back in 85. This product has been out there since the late 70s in Europe, and there's been in many other countries long before it came to this country.
Hey, Richard, take a second and tell the listeners about how Dr. Keller stumbled upon this amazing botanical.
Keller was fed up with the chemotherapy and medical regimen, like millions of us are, and many more millions of us are going to find out. So he was looking for an alternative, and he was in a flower shop in Maine, of all places, because he had another place in the States, and he investigated the Venus flytrap and its amazing immune properties, because it basically had a perfect immune system. The plant never got sick, and he wondered, how could that be? So one thing led to another, and skipping over some years, his wife, who came from royalty, funded him with clinical trial work. And they did all these clinical trials over some years, and had come to find out that this plant was pretty miraculous, which, by the way, was stated by Charles Darwin long before Dr. Keller got his hands on this plant. Charles Darwin called it the most wonderful plant in the world, for those of you who think Charles Darwin is credible. So Keller developed the extract of this plant and found out that when he got it into the human body, it insti- instinctively knew how not to bother normal cells and would only attack harmful cells that don't belong in your body. For example, viruses, microbes like parasites, harmful fungi, harmful bacteria, inflammation, all the precursors of disease. And he found out how this plant juice or extract would go after these unwanted cells and rid the body of them. So the rest is history, because I have to say that overseas, I'm going to make a disclaimer, outside the United States, this product does amazing things. Now, it also does amazing things here. You just can't talk about it.
Right. The freedom of speech that doesn't exist in the land of the free. We talk about that strange irony all of the time here, and you know it well, because you can say certain things about a botanical in other countries that you cannot say here in America.
Right. The land of the fake free, home of the brave. So, everybody knows we're discontent about that. But this product is 100% from nature. It is 100% compatible with people and animals. It never harmed a soul in its history. And it's done amazing things that I can't talk about.
Yeah, and let everybody know, of course, you know, as you know, the purity of the product, because Ty has written about it extensively. I mean, it's so pure. There's no alcohol. There's no glycerin. There's no propylene glycol. There's no toxic excipients or fillers. I mean, this is definitely an RSV-approved scenario here. Even when you do the encapsulated form, the only thing other than the actual carnivore is silica and a cellulose powder that's completely safe for all humans and animals. So this is something that I, you know, feel wholeheartedly free to say yes, absolutely.
Well, that's right. When it was manufactured formally in Germany, when I purchased the company in 2001, it was diluted with water. The capsules contain magnesium stearate. And for those of you who don't know, magnesium stearate is a quintessential American product that destroys immune cells. So the next time you go out and pick up your immune booster, take a look at the label. If it says magnesium stearate, you're buying an immune product that destroys immune cells. Ty, can I get a hand on that?
Hey, that kind of sounds like chemotherapy.
Yeah, doesn't it?
Well, you see, I'm one of these very angry people because they gave my mother a FDA-approved chemotherapy, and she glommed onto cigarettes since she was 14 years old, so she did herself in, which is how I, by default, ended up being the owner of this company. Let me get back on the track. This product is 100% pure. It's not even diluted with water. We removed the magnesium stearate when I came to the States. There isn't a thing that could harm your body in this product. And a lot of people don't like us, and they're mostly three-lettered organizations.
Yeah, but that's why this three-lettered organization, including RSV and TMB, approve of this carnivora.
Yeah.
And by the way, we have it linked up in the show notes. You can go right to carnivora, carnivora.com, and learn more. Of course, you're limited in what you can learn because of the freedom of speech that isn't there. But as I said, read about it. Ty has written extensively about it and spoken again on Coast to Coast. It went gangbusters when you did that, Ty.
It did. And let me just say, the studies that I've read on this are second to none as far as being a highly researched product. I don't know that I've ever read more convincing and a sheer quantity of studies that have been done on this. This is, carnivore is amazing. My kids take it. My little one Charity even takes it, or my little 3-year-old. They run up and say carnivore time, and they'll drop it in their mouth. And so the kids even take it.
And thanks for that, Ty. Thanks for the plug, Robert.
Yeah, absolutely. No, we appreciate you. I mean, you're standing up for what we call health, freedom, and healing liberty. And we do stick together here and support each other in this regard. Now, those of you who are you know, like the web, you can find it easily. But if you want to pick up the phone and call, they're at 866-836-8735, 866-836-8735. And of course, you know, we'll be talking more about it as time progresses here, because there's a lot of folks in desperate need of the botanicals of creation, and carnivore is as pure and active as they come. So we're looking forward to following up with you some more, but maintain that safety. Take a lot of it while you're in New York City.
Thank you.
Definitely.
I want to mention something.
That's a great idea.
On the website, there were several videos
right next to me.
The individuals who gave their testimonials were unable to mention names of diseases, but I'm going to tell everybody that every one of them had a life-threatening condition.
Hmm.
And they're 100% fine today. That's as far as I'm going to go.
Hallelujah. Well, Ty Bollinger, thank you for connecting us back with Richard Ostro and Carnivora. We're excited to have him on board.
Absolutely. And Richard, thanks so much for being on today, my friend. We really appreciate it. Look forward to talking with you again in the future.
Thank you, RSB and Ty, for having me. Thank you.
You bet. You bet. That's Richard Ostro. Check it out. Links are up in the show notes at robertscatbell.com. You want to learn more, that's where to go. Ty and RSB will be back after this to wrap up Outside the Box Wednesday, bringing the power to heal back to you.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or order from Carnivora.com. That's CARNIVORA.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Who says things can't go down before they go up? The freeze-dry guy, that's who. The freeze-dry guy has just learned of a 2014 manufacturer's price increase on Mountain House freeze-dried foods. So what is he doing about Mountain House food prices going up? The freeze-dry guy is bringing down prices, 20% down for the rest of 2013. Delicious freeze-dried foods like beef stroganoff, green beans, and lasagna with meat sauce are 20% off through December 31st. Freeze-dried peas, diced chicken, and more are 20% off now through December 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com, or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Hurry before Mountain House's 2014 prices. Load up now on tasty freeze-dried foods with a guaranteed shelf life of 25 years or more. Who says ending your year on a down note isn't a good thing? Get Mountain House food down 20% only at freezedryguy.com.
That's not techno or anything that we're listening to. Oh, no, there's the rock and roll part of it. That's right. We rock the health world.
It's like
TMB, RSB, Superdon. There it is. Hey, man, Ty, awesome. Bringing Richard on there with the carnivore. I'm so pleased to have him on board. Really excited.
Product. And, you know, what you see is what you get. So I'm really glad, you know, we're bringing on Carnivore. They're going to be one of our sponsors here, and just glad to have them. You couldn't find a better guy and a better product.
Excellent. And, of course, we love science here. You know, it's like those say, you're anti-science, you're for botanicals. So, like, excuse me, isn't that creation? Aren't those things validated? Yes, they are. In fact, but there are some things that we're not real sure about, but somebody's got to put some money into them to figure them out because, you know, we scratch our heads going, I wonder if... which leads us to today's...
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's moment of... it's supposed to be done. Oh, what is that? It comes out of Australia. This is amazing. Ty, you know about anemia, right? You've heard of anemia.
Yeah.
And you know what, it's a deficiency. Well, down in Australia, they figured out that if they give iron supplements to kids with anemia, that it helps them because they're deficient in, guess what?
You mean if they give iron to kids that are low on iron, it helps?
That's, yeah, in Australia, University of Melbourne, down under. Good night, mate. Iron for the kids that don't have it.
That's earth-shattering. Hey, maybe they should do a study to see if you give water to somebody that's dehydrated, if that would help them.
Yeah, I know. The FDA hasn't figured that one out here. And the World Health Organization, we've got our questions about them as well. But, you know, that's a moment of, I thought it's supposed to be.
You know, I think it's really cool. I never knew that if you play it at the right point, it makes it sound like it started with a burp.
It did. It sounded like a moment
like
of
a belch.
Excuse me. Was that Tom belching into the moment of death? What is that?
I try every now and then.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. May we not have another? Now, Ty. Of course, we want to reference again the right form of supplementation because iron supplements can be dangerous, particularly the ones prescribed by your doctor, because it's a form that's very difficult to process, utilize, and then excrete.
Yeah, absolutely. You mean a doctor would prescribe something dangerous to someone?
No, you don't say.
No.
Yeah, exactly. So we do food-grown supplements, of course, and there are blood-building supplements. Innate Response has a great one that we use. We get a lot of our food-grown nutrients from Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com. You heard from Chris Barr earlier. By the way, he sent me a message because the last thing that Roy Dittman was talking about, the men preparing for, if you want to have a healthy sperm, to have healthy kids, to actually procreate, selenium, 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 selenium. So just there you have it, Chris, for you.
You know what, RSB, I just took my selenium right before I went out and had my daily Oreo fix.
Oh, you were trying to counteract the Oreo addiction, which is supposedly now, and I've seen this in the news, more addicting than heroin and cocaine.
Yeah. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I was watching earlier today, I was in the hotel room here watching Fox News, and they have Dr. Manny on there, and they were talking about the Oreos are now, they're saying that Oreos are now more addictive than heroin and coke. And Manny came on, and he was talking about that.
Are they, what are they, snorting double snuffs now, or what are they doing there?
Well, you know, it's interesting because we know that sugar is addictive. We know that. I mean, the neurological response that you get from sugar is it does kind of give you a high. Now, are Oreos more addictive than heroin and cocaine? You know, I don't know. I don't know. They're probably just about as bad for you.
Let's ask Tom on the board. Maybe no, I'm just kidding, Tom. The thing about addiction of sugar, sugar's addicting particularly when it's refined, when they removed all the minerals. And we've talked extensively about the role of chromium, which is a high presence in unprocessed, unrefined natural sugar. A lot of chromium because it's designed to be able to carry the sugars into and out of the cells. When you remove it, now you've got the yo-yo, you've got the thing happening with blood sugar and energy levels, and now you have this hypoglycemic situation, which leads to many forms of addiction as well.
Right, and that is a very important thing to bring up. Is we're talking about refined white sugar. If you have the organic, just the sugar cane, organic sugar cane, if it's actually brown, then you.
Well, listen, if you don't bathe after a day in New York City, you're going to turn brown too. So be careful there, Ty. We want you home safe. Take some carnivore, everybody, and Ty will too, and we'll be back together in studio next week on the Outside the Box version of the Robert Scott Bell Show, where the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.